Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, everybody. First of all, I want to let everybody know that what I said in my podcast are truthful and honest. I was criticized for talking about stuff in my neighborhood and so on. I had to, because it was too extreme and too criminal. It was too horrific. The reason why I talk about that stuff was because one reason, due to my ambition of doing to being online, you know, making music, I attracted perhaps some of the most dangerous and sickest criminals you can ever come across. And I was stalked for nearly 20 years. I was stalked for over 20 years. You know, I was just looking at the Stalking Resource Center, and, you know, the reason why I talk about this stuff is I had to talk about it because it is such a profound situation. When you're dealing with somebody who's dangerous and who I don't know and who keeps coming over to my home and follow me around and I have no attraction to, and the reasons they do this is obsession or jealousy, which is one of the reasons, or because I own a little home or because I'm trying to be a celebrity and all that stuff, is profoundly sick. Yes, I attempted restraining orders. I called the police all the time to protect myself. Everything I said is true. I'm amazed that I'm still alive to deal with this. You heard about the deadly stalkers of really big celebrities, celebrities who, you know, and you know, on TV or music, you know, like Rebecca Schaefer in 1989. She was stalked by some guy named Robert Bardo. And then, unfortunately, she lost her life. And then actress Teresa Saldana, she was stalked. They were not just, you know, it's really sad what happened to these celebrities. Selena, and then there's John Lennon and Mark David Chapman. He shot him down. John Hinckley Jr. with Jodie Foster. And then there was with Madonna. She was stalked in 1996. But unfortunately, you know, it's really sad what happened with these big celebrities. Some of these celebrities have lost their life, or let's say, because these people are innocent. They just happen to be in the public eye, and they had somebody who stalked them. There are men who were stalked, too. I'm one of them, and I'm not even close to being a celebrity. Biggest celebrity like this. I was just on YouTube. And I attracted this woman, this man, these people in my neighborhood or near me who thought I was, who see me as a victim. And they stalked me around for over 20 years. It really is sad that they, you know, they fit all the diagnosis of stalkers, you know, how stalkers are. You know, as we already know, people who are stalkers have mental problems, severe mental problems. They keep coming around somebody they don't know, or even if they do know, because it is true that statistically, stalkers, a lot of people have been stalked by people they know. So, you know, they have mental problems, they have severe illness. They can't get out of their own way to stop coming around. And I think it's really sick. I mean, what it had to do with my situation is that they think that these African Americans, some of them are African American and Latino, didn't like, you know, maybe they felt rejected. I don't know them. They're criminals, okay? They're angry that I won't hang out with, and their mental illness, their mind is mentally ill with black people or so on, and that's not necessarily true. But for them, they're dangerous. They were so dangerous. I just live next door to them across the street, and they couldn't stop stalking me around. I mean, when I didn't talk to them, I didn't know them, and all of a sudden they just start stalking me because I moved to another condo. I have no attraction to these people. These people are sick. I consider them very dangerous. They spent 2 decades. They moved over to where I'm laying my high school. They keep coming around. They have this criminal plan to take my home, put me in car service. It's all about this home being a lot of money, and it's not a lot of money. There's lots of people who have homes with money. They can get their own home. They could have moved on, found other black people to hang around with. I'm not no racist, but these black people were dangerous. They lived the next door, two doors down from me, and a woman, and it wasn't just them, and they're not all black. They lived on my building for, I was only there for 2 years, 2002, 2004. I didn't talk to them. I did file a restraining order. I did call the police. They were banging on my window for no reason. And I moved, and they followed me around. They still follow me around. So I have called the police. I have got restraining orders. It's on my laptop, all the restraining orders against this James. I'm not going to mention his name. But they're dangerous. You know, as they say, stalker people who stalk can be very dangerous. They threaten, they attack, they sexually assault, they even kill their victims. That's why I call the police, because I don't want them to try to kill me for no reason. Their minds, say things and talk at me like they know me. One of them coming over here saying, oh, she's a prostitute. I have no attraction to somebody like that. Saying she's going to be with me, I don't know her. And I'm not interested in her or any woman because I'm gay. And she keeps coming over here. So they don't want me to get a job. They don't want me to be famous. They don't want me to be this. And I have no attraction to them. I know that a few of them hang out with that Sacramento Center. They got some severe mental illness. They are dangerous. Like with Rebecca Schaefer and like with Teresa Saldana, like with Madonna and many others, people who were targets of stalkers, they keep coming around. And, you know, they got somebody needs to get involved because they should have been locked in prison or a hospital a long time ago. They should be locked up right now. You know, it really isn't. You know, when I hear them saying they're looking inside my home or trying to press my buttons, that's the deep sign of some severe mental illness, because these people are dangerous. They're capable of doing something to me, and I have to talk about it. I'm not, you know, again, everything I said in this podcast is true. You know, it really is sad. I don't have no interest in these people. I don't know why they can't stop coming around. I mean, 20 years is a long time ago. They could have bought their own home. They could have went to school. They could have met other people. Nobody goes around, no group of people go around 20 years and stalk somebody simply because you're jealous or simply because you're obsessed. You know, here's one thing that they said was so delusional. They said I put them on the street. I did not. Of those, Atlanta, wherever. I don't have no capacity to put nobody on the street. 2 or 3 or 20 years ago, I was not owner of their apartment building. I was not their manager. That is a lie. That is a delusion. It's really because they don't like me being the way I am, trying to succeed, and they don't. I mean, that's no excuse. That's sick because I don't know them. Even if I did know them, that would be sick. You don't stalk, follow somebody in a car all around for 22 decades or try to press my buttons by saying crazy things or say I don't own my home or I'm not going to make it in the industry. I'm not going to do this. I need to do this and do that, and they don't even know me or talk to me directly. But stalking happens more often than you think. Well, the thing about stalkers is that, 13.5 million people are stalked. One in three stalkers stalk women, and one in six stalk men. It is the truth. I think I'm dealing with somebody who don't understand reality. I mean, one of them said they were in love with me. They obsessed with me. Two decades, I'm not going to be with somebody like that. Again, stalkers have severe mental illness. They're criminals. They're alcoholism or a drug addict or, they got severe mental illness. Here's one part of the stalking. If you can look on stalking prevention, awareness, and resource, just like I said, surveillance is a common identified stalking tactic. It includes watching and gathering information about the victim. So I would say me. And this is what these people have been doing. There's like monitoring a victim, voyeurism, and more. I bring up voyeurism because they kept saying they peeped into my home or looking into it without my authorization, which is a crime, and they're dangerous. As I said before, everything I said was true, and it really is so sad that I experienced this horrific situation for two decades. And the grudge is because of all the things I said. They're jealous. They don't want me to succeed. It's because they think I might make it in the music industry. None of that is an excuse to be a stalking criminal. The other incidents is because they don't like me on the home. I mean, they're that poor. I mean, all they had to do is go to school, get a job, and get their own home. And there's also erotic stalkers. So I have no attraction to them. As I told you before, they're not my type. They never will be. One thing I noticed with stalkers is they try to hurt the victim. They said they try to take the victim's dreams away, and they try to make up stories about me, and they have. They said that I'm delusional, I'm making up stories, all kinds of things, and that's not true. It really is sad that these Latin and black and white people can't move on with their mental illness. They are 20 years older. So I consider them, their life is over. They lost 20 years stalking somebody who they don't know or stalking me, and they don't have nothing better to do but to sit in this neighborhood, come over here, talking about, oh, I got to hang out with a lawyer or doctor. I got to hang out with, that's because I have a doctorate level degree. And it's because I have aspirations to law and, as well as being a musician, and they can't stop coming over here. I have no attraction to them. They don't know how to respect boundaries. They keep trying to press my buttons, follow me around. I have called the police, as I have reported, and I have filed so many restraining orders. I have done a lot to try to protect myself. The next step in the pilgrimage is because simply I'm not, rich like the celebrities that I mentioned. But I have to find a way to sell my home. I am a victim of long-term stalking. I didn't realize it was that bad with these people whose IQ is so low. I mean, one of them, they're thinking I go to a high school. I told you, they got mental problems, and they're out of touch with reality. They really think that I'm retarded. You know, all of it is because of you know, again, jealousy. It's because of obsession. It's because I'm not attracted to them. I can never be. Make up lies about me not liking people, don't want to see me succeed, don't want to see me own a home, want to try and manipulate me, everything out the books. This is how sick these people are. If they lived on both, or they lived on this building and they can't move on, you know, the cops got to be involved. They have to. They are dangerous. This is an emergency situation. If you stalk me 20 years and you're still coming over here, something is wrong. One of the things I read about the surveillance, and when I mentioned, you know, it said about, you know, surveillance and life invasion, you know, one thing that it said, you know, harassment, threatening, it really is sad. It really is. I didn't know how to deal with it because I felt, you know, this is what I felt. Again, why is I'm dealing, at first I thought I can ignore it because I didn't know these people. These people are, used to be my neighbors, or I knew them long, long, long time ago. Or, you know that kind of thing. They're my neighbors, so I just thought they'd move on with their lives and get on and do things. But they kept coming around me, So when I kept seeing them come and follow me around, I mean, this one woman thought I was going to be with, she's going to move into my home and her brother or her husband. I'm like, that's crazy. Then they said they're going to take my home and sell it. So I was very concerned. So I had to call the police. And I did all I could. The next step of the pilgrimage is to sell the home, to get out of the area. But now I heard they were saying outside the stalkers. When I was outside, like, saying if I moved, they were going to move next door to me. You know, that's really sick. You know, it really was so sad. But one thing I say is that stalkers have mental problems. They have severe mental problems. It's usually some delusional disorder, schizophrenia, manic depression, or some type of disorder. You know, these stalkers going 20 years is way too long. In fact, that is a very long time. 18 years, 10 years, 5 years, and you don't know. I think it's just really sad. Now, reading about stalking and mental illness, you know, I think I'm dealing with a rejected or a resentful stalker or predatory stalker. Now, I guess I don't have no attraction to them, and you know, this is a stranger. You know, I don't understand. But it's definitely a resentful stalker. I think it's both rejected and resentful. I don't care. I can't hang out with no deranged person who I have no attraction to. You can't make me like somebody who I don't want to be with, you know. It's a free country. But the resentful stalker, I'm reading it, is where, and I believe that is true, the stalker feels as though they've been mistreated or they've been a victim of some injustice or humiliation. As I told you before, one of these stalkers said I put them on the street, and I did not. I don't have no power. I never had any tenants other than myself. I never had owned a building or owned their place or whatever. But resentful stalker is strangers, which is true. These are strangers. This woman, this man have severe mental illness. And they have paranoid beliefs about me. I use stalking as a way to get back at me. They have some desire for revenge or even a score, power and control. You know, it really is sick. Something's wrong with the society if they allow these people to do this. I believe these stalkers also are involved in drugs or drug dealers. I don't hang around people like that. But the rejected stalker is, I guess I don't like them and I got obsessed. You can't make me like somebody. They can't make me like them. Well, anyway, there's also the intimate seeking. Yes. A loneliness and lack of, quote, you know, acquaintance. They have a desire to be with me. Again, this woman coming around said she's going to marry me or bring these people, say they're going to marry me. They fell in love with me, and they don't even know me. And, yeah, it say that intimate seeking stalkers, you know, the ones who want to fall in love with me, are fueled by severe mental illness, delusional beliefs about me. They feel that they are already in a relationship. One of them made a false allegation that I came on to them. I never came on to them at all. He was telling people in the neighborhood, I came on to them. How can I come on to somebody I don't have no attraction to or don't want to know? I never. So, it really is sad because the impact on stalking can be the mental health. You know, for stalkers who don't get treated or whatever, confusion, denial, self-doubt, guilt, and depression, you know, it can cause severe trauma. In fact, with the PTSD, it can make it harder for the person who's a victim of stalking. You know, they can suffer from PTSD. And have trouble hanging around people and become incapacitated. Because of the stalking, yes, I have a diagnosis of PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, because of it. But I'm okay because I called the police. I filed a restraining order. I did do all I can. But what I need to do is probably move. Because movement is probably the best, is also that would probably solve the situation. But, you know, I should not have dealt with this. Because, you know, I'm an up-and-coming, I'm an aspiring artist. I've been doing music for years. I'm intellectual. But I learned I had to keep living. It's really impossible to deal with people like that. You know, I'm surprised the police haven't locked these people up, put them in an institution. That's what they need to go to. Again, these people have severe mental problems. I don't know them. I never will be. If I knew them from a long time ago, I consider them dangerous because stalkers could be somebody you know or don't know. Again, these are intimate sinking stalkers who I have no attraction to. Again, I said this woman is attracted to me. I'm not attracted to no woman because I'm gay. But she keeps coming over here. Then there's the, I told you about the, there's a resentful stalker, the types of stalking. I think there's the resentful stalker. I think I'm. They don't like that I'm trying to better myself, and they don't even know me. They don't like me being, and they don't like me having great abilities to sing and write, and they don't want to see my dream come true for no reason. I don't even know them. Okay, again, the resentful stalker is when a stalker feels they've been mistreated or they've been a victim of some injustice or humiliation. Again, that dealt with the woman who think I put her on the street and the people involved, you know, it's like, because I complained about this on podcast. They came over here last night saying that they had a good reason to trespass, to come over here. No. They've been coming over here for 20 years. But the thing about it is they got some severe mental illness. I'm trying to get the SMART team, the mental health people involved, and I'm trying to get the cops involved, okay? I wanted to let you know that it has been a traumatic effect on me. I have sought therapy because of these horrific experiences. And I'm trying to figure out how the way to leave or find a way to stay stable. Because the effects of stalking for people who aren't, who can't handle that, you know, they suffer from depression, suffer from many types of mental health issues, it affects their physical health, and it can make people become incapacitated from post-traumatic stress disorder. I suffer PTSD from it because it was insane. It was really insane. And yes, when I say Bose, Orlando, et cetera, the reason why I say that is because it's more than one person, and it's because me being in the media as a celebrity. They think I'm a celebrity. You know, I'm just on the computer. I have some celebrity. And because of what they said to me outside in the car, you know, drive a car and say things at me. So that's why I say it's more than one person. Because of my experiences and coming across them, that's number one. In a car when I'm outside my home or walking somewhere over the last 20 years. Two, the other reason is because, you know, I think because, you know, they see me, you know, online or et cetera, et cetera. You know, it really, they have to have laws in the state to put people who stalk people in prison for long periods of time. These people belong in prison. So I'm dealing with a resentful stalker who thinks that I did something to them. I don't know them or just knew them as a neighbor. I did not talk to them. I was not an acquaintance. I'm dealing with somebody who's angry about something that has nothing to do with me, but some lies or some whatever. So resentful stalker and intimate sinking stalkers. They think they're in love with me. They think they're going to be with me or they want to be with me. And that's not going to happen. So they keep coming around. And yes, when I read about stalkers could commit voyeurism and stuff, yes. With my situation, it pertains because of those allegations. Do I think that my home has been violated? That it might have. I'm trying to get the police. I don't know. But they say they see, you know, when they describe, when they come up to me and say they see me using the bathroom or see me in the living room or whatever, I think that's so sick. But it's their mental illness. Now, as far as the stalking, as I point out with this, this has to be addressed by the police department. I have contacted the police department. I can't keep going to file so many restraining orders. I filed 10, 11 restraining orders on one particular person and other people in the last attempts in the last 20 years. So my hope is that I can find a new home so I don't have to deal with these stalkers anymore. The next step is why I'm living here. I have to keep calling the police and restraining orders to keep them away from me. No one should endure this for nearly 20 years. You know, it really was a mistake. I wish I never moved to Bose or Landon if I knew I was going to be dealing with a deranged, obsessed stalker. Or coming over here where I'm at now, dealing with somebody who, you know, who I don't know, who I have no attraction to, who stalks. And these allegations of trespassing, voyeurism, or a peeping Tom, which is also, I read, you know, as I said, what stalkers could do. I cannot believe I'm dealing with this in a long period of time. And this, you know, I'm going to say this again. But in my neighborhood, my building, or people may say false allegations about what I've said in this podcast. They may say I have delusions, I'm making up stories. I am not. This is what I have experienced. Also, these people, and you know, again, stalkers can do other things. They spread false allegations about people and so on. So I wanted to let you know that. And everything I said in this podcast is truthful. I would never make this stuff up. How can I make up something like that up? I got to be deranged. I mean, no way would I make up. This is the truth. No one should be subjected to stalking. And I want to say stalkers should be locked up. It's an emergency situation. You know, it really is sick. But I may also be dealing with an incompetent suitor. But I'll leave it there, you know, because incompetent suitors have intellectual disability. So one of them, you know, who said they're in love with me and, you know, a bunch of said they fell in love with me. They don't even know me. They kept saying it. But I put them in the rejected stalking type. Because the resentful stalker is the one who's mistreated, who think I did something. No, they're in the intimate seeking. So I think I'm dealing with the intimate seeking stalker and a resentful stalker. So that's what I'm dealing with, those types. Yes. You know, it really is sad. I'm just trying to keep myself safe. I'm trying to figure out a way so I can stay stable and for I can stay safe. Because Rebecca Schaefer, the stalker, killed her. And that was tragic. But Teresa Saldana, I think she was stabbed. for John Lennon, he got killed by Mark David Chapman. But those are very famous cases. I don't consider myself famous at all in that situation. I'm still an unknown singer. But it happens a lot with a lot of everyday life people like me, you and me. So if you're a victim of stalking, look at the resources, contact the police, file restraining orders, or try to move. Do the best you can to stay alive. And yes, long-term stalking has happened. Like with me, it happened with other people. People have been stalked for 10 years, 5 years. Some people have been stalked for 17 years. It has been many reports that people have been stalked for very long periods of time. So that's my stance. So I had to bring it out because it is truly a situation that has happened to me from these group of people. And it had to do with harassment. It had to do with jealousy. And it had to do with, you know, their mental problems. There's nothing to be jealous about. I don't have anything to be. All they had to do was just move on. I learned a long time ago, everyday life person, if someone reject you, don't want to be your friend, you can look for other people to be friends with. That's a rational point of view. You have to, you know, relationships don't lie. You know, if you're in a relationship or not and it ends, you can look for, you know, there are people to look for. So they can't make me like them. Are you going to go 20 years and stalk me because I rejected you? That doesn't make sense. Now with the other people, you know, saying I put them on the street, I don't have no power. I never told. She also made a story that I told her manager. I didn't tell her manager anything. All they need to do is go to a psychiatrist, because she better look at her manager, because her manager was the one who made that decision. It's common sense. I have nothing explained to do. It is no excuse to stalk me and harass me, to follow me around, or to allegedly or possibly violate my home, because that's a crime in itself. So I'm going to leave that as a question mark with the peeping Tom, because I don't want no peeping Tom looking in my home, but that is an allegation. I don't know if that's true. It has not been proven, but I was reading that about stalkers online. So I must try to stay safe, do the best I can. And the reason why I say this, everything, I had to bring this subject up because it truly has happened. And many people on this planet may have went through the same thing. No one should deserve to be stalked. And stalkers should be prosecuted and locked up in mental hospitals or prisons. Good day, good night from Dub Knight.